The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Daf Mem Gimel. The Mishnah on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Gimel with Beis says, "Hayroch gibeis askilo." When the person who were bringing to kill was distant from the Beis askilo kaser ames, about 10 ames away from the place where they're going to kill him, Oyrim loy, they say to him, "Hisvade." They tell him, "Say vidui." She came derech kol mumosim misvadin, because anyone who is about to die, that's the derech that they're supposed to say vidui. Why? Says the Mishnah, she kol hamisvade, because anyone who says vidui before they die, yesh lo chelik loilam haba. He has a chelik loilam haba. He is zoiche to oilam haba. And the Mishnah says clearly that the in order for this person who is going to get killed anyways, in order to be zoicha to olam haba, he's going to get killed on his avera. However, it's not enough just that he's going to get killed because he was over this avera. It is also necessary for him to say vidui in the form of tshuva, and because of his tshuva together with the misa, that will enable him to receive his portion in olam haba. L'chayrut is a very big problem with this Mishnah. The Gemara says in Shavuos and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that the machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, if Yom HaKippurim is mechaper without tshuva or if it needs tshuva. We know the Torah says that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. The Chachamim hold that in order for Yom Kippur to be mechaper, a person is necessary for a person to perform tshuva. If he does tshuva and then comes in kippur, that takes away his averus. That's mechaper on his averus. Rebbe disagrees with the Chacham. And Rebbe says that Yom Kippur is mechaper, the kapara of Yom Kippur works even if a person has not done tshuva. However, says the Gemara that even though the Chacham disagrees with Rebbe and hold that Yom Kippurim is not mechaper without tshuva, nevertheless, Misa, a person's death, is mechaper, even according to the Chachamim, without tshuva. So the Gemara says clearly that Misa does not require tshuva. That L'chayra is a contradiction to the Mishnah over here. The Mishnah over here says, Kol misvade yesh l'chelek olam haba, that a person who says vidu, if he does tshuva, and then he dies, then he gets olam haba. But if a person dies without tshuva, the implication is that he does not get olam haba. And that is a contradiction to the Gemara in Shavuos that says that Misa is mechaper according to everybody, even without tshuva. And we find a similar question asked by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samach Dalet. It says that the Gemara says in Yumon Dach Peivav Amin Aleph that Misa, person's death, the Gemara over there lists a bunch of different averus, depending on how serious the avera is. Then the question is, how much of a tshuva does that require? So simple averus, as soon as he does tshuva, the averus is taken care of, and he has a kaparnas avera. Mitzvahs that are more serious, that a person has to do tshuva, and then he has to wait until Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur is mechaper with the tshuva. And certain averus are so serious that the person has to wait till the Yom HaMisa. And then the Gemara says the Yom HaMisa is mechaper together with the tshuva that he performed. So, you see from the Gemara over there that Misa is only mechaper together with tshuva. So that is again a contradiction to the Gemara in Shavuos that says that according to the Chacham, that even the Chacham agree that Misa will be mechaper without any tshuva. And the Minchas Chinuch, because based on this question, says that you have to say that it's really machloigis tanoim. The Gemara in Yuma is saying over a braisa in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. So we'll say that Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Misa will only be mechaper with tshuva. However, the opinion of Rabbi and the Chachamim in the Gemara and Shavuos is not like that. Rabbi and the Chachamim hold that Misa is mechaper without tshuva, and then we have a machlokes tanoim if Misa will be mechaper without tshuva, or if the Misa person's death will require tshuva together with the Misa in order to be mechaper. We find the Ramah writes in Yerideya Simin Shin Mem Sifhei Mishu Rogel Aseis Averois, that somebody who during his lifetime was an avarian, he was somebody who did not keep the mitzvahs, and he performed, he was used to performing averus, he did not do the mitzvahs that he, the way he was supposed to during his lifetime. If he dies, ein mis'abon olav. The Rama says that there is no avelus. We're not mis'abel on somebody who was rogel ases averus. He's considered an oivrei avera. There is no halacha of avelus. The Shach in Yerideya and Simon Shinam Heis of Kotten Hay understands this Rama. And what does the Rama mean that somebody is rogel ases averus? He's not mis'abel. We have a question. True, during his lifetime he was a Rasha, and he was somebody who was used to doing averus. However, we're talking about someone who died. He was a Rasha, he did averus, then he died. Misa, a person's death is mechaper. After the person dies, he has a kapara for his averus. If he has a kapara for his averus, so he should not be considered a Rasha anymore. If he's not considered a Rasha, so then you should be able to be mis'abel. How could the Rama say that someone's rogel ases averus is not mis'abel? After he dies, he shouldn't be considered a Rasha. Says the Shach, you know what the Rama means? The Rama is talking about somebody who was rogel ases averus and he died and he never performed tshuva. He died without the opportunity of doing teshuva on his averus. Therefore, even after he dies, that person's misa is not mechaper. Therefore, he remains a Rasha. And since he remains a Rosh, the halacha is, you're not mis'abel on such a person. However, if someone was rogel ases averus, but he had the opportunity to be misvade, to say vidui before his death, says the Shach, so then, even if somebody would be oivrei averus, somebody was rogel ases averus after his death, there would be, the halachas of avelus would apply to the relatives of such a person. Because once he says vidui, now, together with his vidui, we have our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, kol ha-misvade, somebody who has vidui, even if he did serious averus, and then he died, the vidui together with the misa is mechaper and his averus, and since it's mechaper and his averus, he will have a chelik olam haba, and therefore says the Shach, this person is not considered a Rasha, and it will be possible to have the Anhogas Avelus and to be mis'abel on such a person. So how do we understand the Shach? So it would be possible to suggest the following. It could be there's really no stira between the Gemara in Shavuos and our Mishnah and the Gemara in Yuma. True, we have a Gemara in Shavuos that says that Misa is Mechaper, and over there the Tshuva is not required, Tshuva is not necessary. And our Gemara, our Mishnah and the Gemara in Yuma seem to say that vidui and tshuva is required. Misa by itself will not be mechaper. However, it's possible that there is a fundamental difference between what the Gemara by us is discussing, what the Gemara in Shavuos is discussing. We know that there's a concept that a person who is over an avera gets a punishment. You know, there's certain averas, person is over an avera, he gets malchus. He's more serious averas. So then he gets one of the Dal Mises Bezdin, the Skil or Sreif or Herig or Chenek, like it says over here. So there is a concept that a person's death can be considered an Einish, a punishment. Because of an Aveiro, a person does an Aveiro, he requires his Nefesh, his Nisham requires a punishment. And therefore, the Torah says in such a situation, certain situations, Malchus is enough of a punishment, and certain situations, there is a misa b'dei olam, that's a punishment, and we find there is misa b'dei shamayim, that the Gemara talks about later in the Masechta and Karis. There are other forms of punishments that the Torah specifies. That would be a einish, a punishment of misa. However, when we talk about the concept of tshuva, that the Gemara in Yuma is discussing, the Gemara in Yuma, when we talk about tshuva, is not discussing that the tshuva is a punishment. Tshuva is a kapara. Tshuva is a way out. It's an escape route. There is a way that a person can get out of having to suffer a punishment is through performing tshuva. Tshuva removes the avera. And since it undoes the avera, so then the person does not require any punishment anymore. So the question is that when we talk about misa, when you talk about that a person requires a misa, the person's death has the ability to remove his averis, what do we mean? Do we mean that the person's misa, the person's death, serves as a punishment? The tsar misa or something like that is a punishment for his avera, and once he has a punishment for his avera, that has the ability to remove the avera. That removes the avera because once he's punished for the avera, so now the avera is gone. Or do we say that the idea behind the person's misa, person's death, is not so much a punishment on his avera, but it is a form of teshuva. It's a form of vidui. It's a just like what vidui and teshuva has the ability to remove the avera without a corresponding punishment, and now he will not need to get punished anymore. Therefore, we consider the misa together with the teshuva as a form of kapara. It's a form of atonement, and instead of having to suffer a punishment, therefore with that has the ability to remove the avera. What will be the nafkamino if I consider misa a punishment, or if I consider misa a kapara, a way to remove the punishment, remove the avera, and a person will not require punishment? So the nafkamino, the difference between the two approaches to misa will be in the case where a person has done one avera, or a person has done a number of averas, so much so that the misa, the death of the person, is not anymore an adequate punishment for the averus, the severity of the averus, or the number of averus that he committed. True, you could say that if a person did one avera, maybe it's possible that the misa will be enough of a punishment, enough of an einish to take off the avera. But if he does a lot of averus, then now it's not possible anymore for the misa to serve as an einish. However, if I say that the way that misa works is not so much a punishment, but the misa is a form of atonement, it's kapara, and together with tshuva, it has the ability to bypass the punishment, and he doesn't have that there anymore, and therefore he does not require a punishment, so that will be able to work, even if the person has performed many averes, or even if he has an aver that's so severe that really the misa is not enough of a punishment. But even though it won't be enough of a punishment, but it's still be considered a good kapara. So it could be that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah over here in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Yuma is saying that Misa has the ability to be mechaper, but only together with tshuva, with vidui. Why is that? Because even if someone has such a severe avera, or a number of averas, but if he does vidui now, he has it together with his vidui, the Misa has the ability, the person's death has the ability to be mechaper and take off all the averas that he performed. And then he's left with a clean slate, he has nothing left. However, if he doesn't do vidui, he doesn't do tshuva, so true, the Gemara says in Shavuos that Misa is an einish, Misa is enough of a punishment, and it can take off averas. But we don't know until when, how much averas can it take off. The truth is that Tosfos says in Shavuos, and that Gemara over there, that even though the Chachamim say that Misa is enough of a punishment, and Misa is Mechaper, however, Tosfos says Misa by itself is not Mechaper. Tosfos says the Misa goes together with the Yisurin that the Neshama will experience after the person dies. That means to say, Tosfos is saying that even though the Chacham say that Misa is Mechaper, Misa is not Mechaper because it completely removes the Avera. The Misa is a form of punishment. So you have to measure the punishment. Is the Misa enough of a punishment? Or do we say that the Misa is not enough of a punishment, and therefore requires some more pain? And there has to be a certain extra degree of pain of Yisurin Achar Misa, after a person's death, in order to complete the Einish of the Misa. However, that would only be true if a person did not perform tshuva. But if a person did do tshuva and he was misvada, like it says over here, then the tshuva together with the misa has the ability to completely remove the avera, and then after the person's death, he will not need any yisurin whatsoever. In fact, the Mishnah over here says that, what is the source? The Mishnah says, "Kol masadi yesh techeid l'elam haba." The Mishnah says the source is, "Shekin metzinu ba'achan." We find by Achan that Achan was misvade. Achan admitted that he was over the avera. In fact, the Gemara says over here that Yehoshua told Achan. The story was that Achan did an avera, and Yeshua made a geirel, and the geirel determined that Achan was the one who was responsible, the one who actually performed the avera. And the Gemara says that Yeshua said, "Tain toido," that you should admit that you did the avera, the hipoter, and then you'll be potter. Now we know the pasuk continues that Achan was misvada. He admitted that he did the aveira and he said vidui. And then the end of the story was that Yeshua killed him. So the obvious question is, what do you mean tain toida li potter? He admitted then you'll be potter. He was fooling him. He said if you just admit to the crime and then we won't punish you. And then he admitted and then he was punished. So how could Yeshua say such a thing? So Yaakov Emden says that Yeshua didn't mean to say that if you admit to your crime, then be potter, you'll be completely potter and he won't punish you at all. What he was saying was, you have a choice. We are going to kill you anyways, because we have a Hiru Ashah, the Hashem said that you're going to get killed, and we have a girl, and we discover you, and therefore you're going to get killed anyway. You have a choice. Either you could admit that you were over that Aveira, and that is considered a Vidui, and now together with your Miso, you will be Potter, you won't require any more Yisurin after your death. Or you could not admit. If you don't admit it now in your lifetime, so then true Miso might be Mechaper to a certain extent, but you will still require Yisurin after your death. Therefore, when Yeshua told Achan, "Tain toidavi potter," he didn't mean to say that if you admit it now, you'll be completely potter. I mean, if you admit it now, then you will be potter in the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaBa, Achar Misasai. And that is what we're saying over here, that the Mishnah is coming to prove from the case of Achan. They call Misvadi Yeshtechayit Ganim HaBa, that the person who is Misvadi, he says Vidui, and he admits that he did something wrong, then the Misa that happens afterwards has the ability to completely remove his.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.